and welcome to this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'll be again following the pizza restaurant craze, but moving east across the USA from the West Coast, where it all began. To open, I'm off to the Three Coins restaurant in Louisville, Colorado, and to one of the resident artists, Ray Young, and his original interpretation of I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Three Coins restaurant, according to the online reviews, had very mediocre Italian food and haphazard service, so it was closed, date unknown, but most likely in 1975. And its Wurlitzer from the Piccadilly Theatre, Rochester, New York, went to another pizza palace in Provo, Utah. Ray Young's history and fate is also unknown. The Roaring Twenties Pizza in Grand Rapids, Michigan, was owned by Ron Walls, at some point perpetrated some financial shenanigans, upon which the business was purchased by the late Charlie Balog. Bill Thompson was an internationally known organist, principally for the Yamaha range of electones, but also on pipes, and after a concert performance on the Wurlitzer, it was agreed he should record it. The result was a fabulous album called The Roaring Twenties Goes Latin.
Thank you.
Mañana de Carnaval, or Carnival Morning, a Latin American standard composed in Brazil in 1959. Bill Thompson and the Roaring Twenties Wurlitzer. The Organ Piper Music Palace in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, along with its Wurlitzer Kimball hybrid, is one of the few such restaurants that are still operational. Opening in 1976, its best-known resident artist is Jelani Eddington, who still plays some sets there when the need arises. It's Only a Paper Moon was a track on his second CD, released in 1994. It's Only a Paper Moon, Jelani Eddington and the Organ Piper Music Palace hybrid organ. Staying in the Midwest, the Springdale Music Palace in the town of Springdale, Ohio, opened its doors in 1982 and closed after a fire in 1992. Carl Cole and Dave Weingartner were two of the residents, and they collaborated on a number of tracks, with Dave playing piano and Carl the Wurlitzer from the Mussbaum Theatre, Philadelphia. This is a Bach-style arrangement of the Disney classic from the 1945 film Song of the South, Zip-a-dee-doo-da. Thank you. Zippity-Doo-Dah renames Zippity-Doo Buck for that arrangement on the Springdale Music Palace Wurlitzer. The American Theatre Organ Society convention this year is to be held in July in Indianapolis, and one of the cities that we'll be visiting is Fort Wayne, Indiana. Unfortunately, we won't be visiting the Cardinal Music Palace there, as it opened only from 1980 to 1985, during which Tom Wibbles presided over the console of the large four-manual Wurlitzer. From one of the cassettes that he produced, and from the musical My Fair Lady, here's I Could Have Danced All Night. The song Meadowlark is best known in organ circles for the shellac disc recorded by Jesse Crawford in 1926. Recordings by other artists are rare, but James Lark played this arrangement, which borrowed liberally from Crawford's, but used the resources of the tuned bird whistles and other effects on the small Marin Colton organ in Lee's Key restaurant, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Lee's Key subsequently moved its entire operation to Hilton Head, South Carolina, while James also established a pipe organ company which restored the organ's white and gold Rococo console. Thank you. The Beer Barrel Polka, given a lively pizza treatment by Ralph Keys, on the Robert Morton in Scampi's Music Palace in Austin, Texas, one of the 9 theatre pipe-equipped restaurants in that state. None remain. While much of the music played in pizza parlours was current and popular at the time, some old standards, such as that polka, were great favourites of the customers, especially in German and Polish areas. One of the earliest restaurants in the Midwest to install these instruments was Ruggieri's in St. Louis, Missouri. The Wurlitzer originated in the city's Lowe's State Theatre and was installed in 1956. Its longtime resident artist was Stan Kahn, who apparently often did double duty at the Fox Theatre, dashing from one venue to the other to be in time for his sets. Climb Every Mountain dates from an LP released in 1966. When the Springdale Music Palace was closed by a fire, all of the Wurlitzer except the console was rescued and was reinstalled in the Music Palace in Sharonville, just over 5 miles from Springdale. It operated from 1997 to 2006, and one of its principal artists was Trent Sims, who is now musical director and organist at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Reading, Ohio, which is literally just down the road from Sharonville. To close out this Midwest Pizza edition, here's the 1949 hit, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Thank you. Trent Sims with Ghost Riders in the Sky, recorded for a 2002 CD release, Palace Favourites. That brings this edition to a close. Next time, I'll be exploring the eateries in other parts of the USA and Canada that I've not visited so far. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.